Welcome to Zorkfest. This fun-filled day is a rare opportunity to learn about airline and hotel loyalty programs, including using points for free flights, as well as casino comps and casino loyalty programs all in one place.
Peek-a-boo, you fucks, you. I see you, you motherfucker.
Do you want to talk, or do you want to bet?
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen amyls.
Having cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal, it's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11, where everybody gets so sensitive. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
If I can pull it off. So, anyway, yeah. This is the first episode, everyone. Vegas Confessions, episode 1. I know we put an intro out there earlier. You know, Julian was lucky enough to go back to Vegas and kind of peruse with Ocean's 14, I think, team, and he'll kind of address that a little bit. But what we want to do on this episode is basically just tell us kind of who we are, what we're going to do, and what we're going to cover. We kind of want to cover the shout-outs first. I'm going to let my brother Julian kind of kick that off.
Yes, what's up, guys? I definitely want to give a shout-out to everybody that was just at our trip. It was called Ocean's 14 XL. It was a blast. It was just a small group. It was only about 20 of us, and we had a phenomenal time. Real quick, I want to name off real quick. I don't want to get sidetracked, but I don't want to leave anybody
real quick.
Out either. So I'm going to go with Chris from Faces and Aces. Great guy. I can't say enough about the guy. Biggest heart of anybody I know.
Yeah, definitely.
Chris, we got a lot of love for you, brother.
Yeah, it's cool.
Definitely can't forget Doug from Epic Esquire, Mitch and Dr. Kev, Joey Gibson and Norma Gibson, Joe Q, Kyle. We had 2 Andrews. So Andrew and Andrew.
No, that's not confusing at
Melanie,
all.
Melanie. Yeah, no, not confusing at all. We had Melanie from Colorado. Scott from Vital Vegas showed up. Always a great time. Scott, we love you, brother.
Yeah, I'll actually throw something in there for Scott real quick. You know, again, I covered it on the first episode. It's really cool kind of have a guy who, you know, number one, you and him kind of bonded, which, you know, made me a little jealousy, but fuck, that's what it is. But he's on the ground in Vegas and what's going on. The guy really covers a lot, and it's neat to kind of have that view. So, you know, on that side, that's pretty neat. So thank you for that, man.
Yeah, man, Scott definitely covers Vegas. He knows his stuff. And again, when you go to any other Vegas platforms, everything's covered by Vital Vegas. So again, who always covers everything and has everything on lock. And if I have a question for anybody that's Vegas related, I go to Scott Rogan. That guy, he knows his stuff, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I don't want to leave out, I have Saul, Senor Las Vegas on Twitter. He was a blast, a really good guy. It was funny because we mentioned how you were talking to Michael from Vegas, right? This is his right hand man.
Oh yeah, right.
It was funny because we're chatting back and forth, and we're like, yeah, we're actually hanging out with each other, and your guys, oh yeah, we're actually talking back and forth. So small world, man. Very good people, very good community. I'm glad I got to meet some of these people. I just don't want to leave out Jadan and Randy. Very, very fun couple. We had Tom and his buddy Dan. Dan was from Russia and Tom was from LA.
Oh, really? Dan, oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, huh. Dan was from Russia. Very, very fun guy, man. Very nice guy. Yeah. Very talkative. Very friendly. There was one point, just real side note. One point we were walking up the stairs, you know, and we right up the escalators, me and Tom, and Dan kind of walk up the stairs and he kind of look at us and we kind of laughed him off the first couple of sets, and then we went on the third set of escalators, and we're kind of sitting there, and he's walking up the stairs, and he's looking at us like, lazy American. We're all, yeah, we start cheering for him while he's walking up the stairs, and start laughing. It was a great time.
That's fucking hilarious.
But, again, my wife showed up with me, Kelly. We had a great time.
I can't wait to meet her, man. Yeah, it's a shame I missed her on the first one, but yeah, I'd like to actually real quick. Actually, no, cover your shout out. Sorry, buddy.
No, no worries. We also had Eric Rosenthal. The guy's a genius when it comes to anything total rewards, comps related, flight miles, airlines, you name it. The guy knows the business. There's not very many people I know like that, so, you know, to have people like that around.
Definitely.
Always great to be able to just run and take ideas from. So
right.
Great to know people like that.
It
we
is.
Also had
it
a
is.
Guy named Pat from Canada. Pat from Canada showed up at a couple of the events. He was actually in Vegas at the time, and when he saw that we were there, he actually met up with us and hung out. So very, very good guy. Smart dude.
That's cool. I'm used to the Pat from Austin actually was the one that went to Vegas 5, and which, you know, I hung the first night before I actually ran into you, you know, in his little IET crew, you know, and that's kind of what they did. So it's funny hearing that name thrown out there.
It's so funny. Pat from Canada, Pat from Austin. You got them all over.
I know, right? Yeah. So
we also we met up with Lucky 45. He showed up and met up with us at Alice Island one of the nights. He was pretty it was pretty fun to hang out with. He was definitely a straight up guy. He's not afraid to tell you what he thinks of certain places and different perspective on things, you know. But again, that's maybe because he lives in Vegas and knows certain things and stuff that.
Gotcha.
So I mean,
yeah.
But overall, he seemed to know a lot of history of certain places, which is, again, that's always, you know, interesting to us because we're Vegas junkies, you know. So
yeah. One way or another, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We also met up with Heather. Heather from Vegas Aces showed up. She actually has been to a couple of the events where we've met up, and she's always a good time. She actually brought her boyfriend, Joe, a really nice guy. We tried to get them to go to the Walking Dead survival with us, but she was not a fan of the motion ride, so she's like, I'm good. So, but you guys are on your own on that one.
I wonder how that's going, by the way. That's kind of a new thing down there. I mean, no, you guys went, and, you know, I hear Scott talk about it, you know, for what's what. So that's I hope that does
it
well.
It didn't look really busy.
Really?
It didn't look too busy either. So yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
Very noticeable, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, when we did the zip lines on the Vegas 5, you know, it was set down there, and actually I think it opened a week before that happened, you know, so it was brand new, and yeah, again, there wasn't really a lot of people in there, but you know, that's what it is. Sometimes Vegas kicks off, sometimes it doesn't. You know, that's the fun and the party of the whole thing. So, anyway.
Sometimes some things take time to catch on, too. So,
Right. Yeah, that's cool, man. That's awesome. Actually, that's a lot of shout-outs. I'm glad you had a good trip. I will say on my side for the shout-outs, first of all, you know, we'll talk about Vegas Bright. Michael Morvestro, thank you, brother, by the way, because he literally took my training wheels off the audio thing. You know, when you were in Vegas talking to his right hand man, of course I'm over here and I'm talking to him, and he really did a good job, you know. And obviously we got a long way to go, and you know, sound's important and quality's important and what you guys want to hear, and that's kind of what we're going. Again, this is for the love of Vegas, but reaching out to have a team to kind of bring things together is awesome. And so I just want to say, you know, thank you for that, because he really, really was a good hand. And then you mentioned on your trip, was it Eric Rosenthal, right?
Right.
Yeah. So the news is kind of, and this is breaking, Julian doesn't even know. I guess you're going to Zorkfest? Your wife and you book tickets? You ready to go?
It's official. We're going to go. We're heading out to Atlantic City.
That's
and
cool.
Are super, super stoked. So
that's
never
awesome.
Been over on that side of the coast, and I am super excited. And you guys know me. I'm all about videoing and get pictures. And
right.
I can't wait. We're going a couple of days early, I think, too. So we're going to stay and get to wander around and check it all out.
Yeah, I saw that, actually. That's awesome, man. My wife and I actually just booked tickets, too. So we're going to be heading
Beautiful.
Out there. Yeah. So I was going to tell you before this, but I was like, fuck, you know, I'll tell them on this thing.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what we're doing. You know, I don't know if she's going to be too enthused with the actual thing itself on Saturday. You know, she might go out and do sightseeing, whatever have you. But just being in Atlantic City and everything else. So we're not going early only because, you know, and for people that maybe you haven't seen on Twitter, personally on my side, I've had a lot of crap going on. Just cars rolling on my driveway, everything else. It's just been, it's been a big avalanche. But
not one car.
Yeah, not one car, but fucking both cars. Fucking ridiculous. Overachieving thieves. It just fucking amazes me. Anywho, yeah, but we're going. We're. I think she's sure. I wasn't sure she had training somewhere there, but she doesn't. So we booked tickets today. We got a rental car set up. We're actually going to fly in Friday, as it looks. And we're going to kind of be there, and we're going to fly out Sunday. So I think you're there more time than I am. But I still want to just, you know, again, it's meet and greet. I was so upset about about not going back to Vegas. You know, you live 5 hours away. I literally have to take an airplane and two stops to get there. So, you know, it's a little tougher, but, you know, we're doing this together and trying to get this off the platform. It's only fair that we're side and side on a lot of the stuff that we have and a lot of promotions we do. So I just wanted to tell you that there you go. So it looks like, it looks like it's going to happen, which is cool. So there you go.
Hell yeah. You know? That's awesome. You couldn't do that any better. Oh yeah. Save it for the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. That's
sweet.
Yeah. That's yeah. So that's Zorgfest. It'll be fucking fun, man. It'll be a blast. And I've never been to the East Coast either. I've been around the world in the Navy, never been to the East Coast, you know, crazy thing.
One of the super exciting things I think is for us is because we obviously love Vegas and we have a big heart for it, but is being able to compare, you know?
Right,
and that's
right,
my
right,
thing,
right.
Is I wanted to go a couple days early and just be able to explore and check out why this is place is what it is. Or some people, I hear a lot of people compare it to downtown Vegas.
That's what I heard, too. Vegas. Yeah, yeah. Well, God, I introduced you. Didn't you, like, on our trip, we've never been downtown. This is the first time you've been down there was when I said, hey, dude, you got to fucking check this out. Look what's going on here, you know? Oh, it's crazy.
Yep.
Absolutely crazy. Yeah, it's cool. It's there's pockets of Vegas that are fucking neat. So, you know, we're kind of back to Vegas. And so you guys know, you know, we kind of been ranting and raving for a while. But we're going to cover kind of what we want to talk about in the show. You know, there's obviously there's other shows out there that, you know, and again, kudos on them. They kind of made our feet wet and got us happy for what we're doing. And so we're kind of sharing the love. And I don't feel like we're... Hopefully, you know, and Julian hopefully thinks the same. You know, we're not adding to the you know, everything going on with Vegas. We're all a family. We're all a tribe. This is just a different form of what we want to do. And when we met, you know, again, covered in the intro, you know, Vegas is Julian, sorry, is a huge gambler. I'm really not. I don't really gamble a lot. But I love Vegas and all that history. And try to fucking meld the two is kind of our idea, you know, and that's what we want to do. So... what we want to do on this podcast, and we'll go back and forth a little bit so you guys know, we want to do the news, highlighted news. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there that do news and they do all the updates with the restaurants, what's open and what's closing, clubs, things like that. And that's perfectly fine. They can cover that. Really, if they want to tune into us and somebody writes in, they want more great type thing. You know, we'll cover kind of the broad specs, but we're going to delve into a little bit of the other topics and we're trying to share the wealth kind of across the platform with all this. Another thing we want to do, which I'll have Julian cover, is going to be the food and restaurant reviews. So you can go ahead and see how that looks like, man.
Very excited about that. That's going to be a big thing for me because we just went to a bunch of different restaurants. And so of course I'm taking a little notes of what I like, what I dislike about certain places. And there's a couple places that wowed me because they were just a little spot. And then a couple places that came highly recommended that, you know, I didn't think too highly of. So, and we'll get into more of that, but that's what we want to know. We want to know, hey, did you go to White Castle? Some people say White Castle's shitty. Some people have never tried it like myself. And so I still didn't get to try it this last trip just because we were on the go. Yeah, I still didn't get to try it, and so again, we're going to Atlantic City. I hear they're all over the East Coast, so maybe we'll be able to find one.
Is there White Castle? You know what? At like 2 o'clock in the morning, blind fucking drunk, I think I'm okay with White Castle. You know, but yeah, definitely. My wife and I had it our last trip out. And, you know, again, it's a hamburger. You can think of what you want. You know, they have their own thing. But nobody else really compares to what they do with their hamburger, I guess. I think it's steamed with onions in it or something like that. But, you know, again, at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, do you really care?
Right.
That's where they make their money, I'm sure.
But, again, yeah, like Shane said, I mean, we want to cover everything from Vegas stories to, you know, food and restaurant reviews to trip reports. And that's going to be a big part of it. And like Shane hit on, you know, it's not that we don't want to cover we know a lot of the other podcasts are already covering some of the same ideas. So we don't want to be, you know, we understand there's also, you know, 12 other Vegas podcasts. And I had that question come up a couple of times. Aren't you afraid there's too many Vegas podcasts? You know, that's not a big concern of mine because, again, people know what they like to listen to. People know what attract them in a sense. And if you love Vegas, you're either one, you're going to listen or you're not going to listen.
Right.
We catch something in your ear and when you, we stick around. Or we don't. But again, that's not a knock of any of our podcasts.
Nope,
we're not coming around trying to step
all.
On anybody's toes. We wouldn't be joining these events and meeting up with these people if we didn't feel like we wanted to be a part of this community. So again, Vegas is the most exciting place to us in the world. And so we get to share so many great experiences and stories there. I mean, what better place to be able to share it than on another one of your favorite Vegas podcast. And again, we are the newest Vegas podcast, and we're going to take pride in that and run with that, you know?
Yeah. And with that being said, too, you know, I will cover this a little bit later, but, you know, I'm kind of a Vegas newbie to a certain point. And when I knew I was going and this is what I'm going to do and I've always wanted to, I couldn't get enough of the podcast. I couldn't get enough info. Everything, when I got into podcast, there was one other one and then everything else was Vegas, you know, because I wanted to know what, how's parking look, how's restaurants look, how hotels, whatever I could cover, whatever I could grab. So everything out there, and there's going to be people out there that do that. Again, maybe it's their first trip. Maybe they haven't been there for 10 years. You know, again, they stayed at Dunes, whatever, 30 years ago, and now they're back for it. I know that was important to me. So, you know, same thing with what Julian said. You know, it's important. So we're going to cover a little bit about that, not really get deep down, but it should be covered a little bit. Another thing, too, that was a really big thing for me was just fucking getting around in the place. You know, and that changes. You know, that changes, it seems like, what, like every 6 months it changes? Like, what's? How do you get from the airport? How do you get? Now we have a big thing, you know, Uber, Lyft, share rides. You know, that's the big thing. I know when that actually came out a couple of years ago, it was even hard for me to know where, when I came out of the airport, where am I going to find that at? And how am I going to get out there? You know, if you want to take taxis, that's fine. Do people know that there's trams hooked from casino to casino? Do you know that from Mandalay Bay to Luxor through Excalibur, there's a tram and they're their own, and you can travel back and forth in those three casinos? A lot of people probably don't know that unless they kind of do the research, you know, along with the monorail and everything else. So we're going to kind of cover a little bit of getting around just for the kind of the newbies. And this is actually a tidbit of news that I'll throw out there real quick that I caught today, actually, I think on Twitter. And I used it on Vegas 5, again, just before I met Julian. It's like my second day there. You know, I've never checked out Rio and Palms. You know, they're off the strip, hard to get to. Nice casinos, you know, but they're hard to get to. You know, I went to see, my wife and I went to see Penn and Teller on our last trip there. You know, of course, we took a taxi and, you know, it's equatable for taxis, you know, Lyft rides and share rides and things like that. But they had a bus, actually, that leaves Harrah's about every half hour, and they go to Rio. And from Rio, then you can walk over to Palms, and there's another casino in the mix. I think it's Suncoast that sits there, I think. And you can kind of walk on that field. Where they're going to kind of get done with that, come November, mid-November, that shuttle's gone. Yeah. So they're not going to do that shuttle anymore, which is kind of a bummer, and I understand that it might be cost on them. But, you know, those are just examples of, hey, this is how you find this and this and this. There's another shuttle bus downtown that kicked up where it's a free from downtown to the strip. Not very big, mind you, so, you know, it's what it is. But, you know, we'll cover stuff like that on just kind of how to get around. Everybody looks at the strip, it's like 4 miles. Yeah, it's 4 miles, but it's 4 miles in 100-degree heat. It really doesn't. Once you get out there, you find out, yo, I can see the stratosphere. Yeah, try to walk it from MGM. I guarantee you're going to get in a cab and go somewhere else. It's just what it is. Yeah,
well, so. And you're right, because in a sense, I mean, two things is, I mean, one, I never knew there was a bus that run from, you know, one side, especially to Rio, because honestly, if you're on the strip, you really don't get over to that side. Majority of the people that stay on the strip, or they'll go to downtown and head back. But majority of the people don't head over to that side, you know, so.
Is that on your side or my side?
I don't hear nothing.
Oh, okay. That's my dogs. I apologize. I'll probably edit that out. So anyway, apologize.
No. I mean, but you're right. I mean, some people, then it brings in the question, you know, did people know that there was a shuttle that ran from the strip to Rio? You know, I mean, Rio is not that far, but like you said, I just, on this last trip, I went and wandered from freaking Flamingo, walked over to MGM and realized I was in the wrong place because my dumbass was just taking pictures of everything.
Right, right.
But it happened over three times. And again, I'd get sidetracked with people and looking at things. And but that's the thrill of it. And by the time you know it, you're so far away. You're like, fuck, I got to go back still.
My fucking wife, literally, we wandered in the front end of MGM on our first trip. And we walked through the casino, came down, went downstairs, went out. And, oh, well, let's pop here. In my sense of direction, I am the shittiest Cub Scout in the fucking world. My sense of direction, when I came out the side of this casino, we literally backtracked and we had to walk again back out because we were in between MGM and Tropicana. And it wasn't even close to where we came in. And that's another thing, too. Casinos do that, and they keep the lights low, and they keep this, and they keep things kind of – because they don't want you to leave. And that's kind of the whole gimmick, you know, of any casino, but mainly Vegas. And so, yeah, I totally get you, man. You lose track of time and self and what's going on, definitely, you know. But and another thing, too, that we're going to cover, and we'll kind of pitch it back and forth with this, is going to be interviews. And, Julian, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have, you know, we have, what I want to do is get people that obviously Vegas related, whether they're locals, casino dealers, you know, employees, you know, casinos and stuff like that. I want to get some of the great stories. I'm going to have, we also have the phone number set up here so you guys can call and leave a voicemail.
Yep.
The phone number is 559-461-7488. There's the 3-minute segment, so you guys can leave it. And if it's juicy, definitely feel free to call back, get the second part in. We'll edit it, get your clip right, make sure your story makes it on the podcast. But again, that's going to be one of these things with this podcast as we're aiming for, is to make it one of the most interactive podcasts.
Interactions,
so,
exactly.
That being said, we want to hear from you. We need your guys' emails. We want to hear you guys' calls. We want to be able to give you guys some good stories to feedback on. So That's the fun in this, is we know so much things happen in Vegas, you know, whether you're drunk or sober, you're a gambler or not, you're a party or not, you're going to see some things and you're going to have some stories to come home with, you know. So, and again, we want to hear the good stories. We don't want to hear, you know, anything that happened in October. You know, we don't want to hear none of that shit. We want to hear the good uplifting stories, whether you went and you got your ass hammered at a casino and they beat you for your wallet, or, right, you know, you've been kicked out for card counting or stuff. We want to hear some interesting stories, and that's one of the big things is me and my wife, we're frequent casino goers, so we feel we have a lot of stories. We have some pretty juicy jackpot stories, and we're not afraid to talk to people and introduce ourselves and hear some of their stories. And, you know, we've made friends in Laughlin. We've made people with people that live and work there. We've made friends with people who live and work in Vegas. I mean, I don't realize how friendly I am until people are like, hey, well, next time you come back, you got... Like this last time, there was this dealer. His name was Fabian at Flamingo. Very, very, very nice guy. Next time you guys come, if I have the day off, I want to come and hang out. I'll show you guys some really good spots. And I mean, just
That's pretty freaking cool. Yeah. And you meet people like that all over the place. Everybody has a – even on Julian's I trip, you know, we had a taxi driver that – and I don't know if I can confirm or deny, but he actually knew what the movie Casino is based off of and how that thing ran. He actually worked for him. He used to work for Steve Wynn. I think he said he got fed up with Vegas and all the crap and all the bullshit. So he just wants to kind of lay low and do the casino. And it could have been a story, but nonetheless, it's still fun to hear. You know, even if it's that.
Right.
So everybody has something. And even Julian and I were sitting in a place on our trip and talked to a guy. Again, he's been going for, what, 30 years, he said? You know, he stayed at the Stardust. Yeah. And just listening, because he was telling me the change of what Vegas was, where it came from. And they still go. You know, and they still go to the new casinos. And it's just neat. I mean, hearing that, and every year they go, and every year it's new, it's different. It's that change is awesome, you know. And yeah, I can't knock that at all. And so with that being said, too, we're gonna talk about Vegas in and out. And so this is kind of gonna be a hybrid a little bit. What I want to do is kind of talk a little bit about. We're gonna try to catch with episodes. You know, episode 1, 2, 3, whatever have you. This one. I don't know. We call it 1.5 type thing, because this is just kind of an intro. But, you know, we want to cover the casino, where it was at, what the stats were, how many tables they had, how many poker games they had, when was it built. And then Julian's going to go in to cover the gambling stats of that. You know, it amazes me from what it started out literally with like one poker table, one craps table, And now, you know, you walk into a casino and it's, you know, the bets, the ratios are different. He's going to do all the research on the gambling side on that and just, you know, and it's a perspective thing, you know, what this was and what it's going to. And again, it constantly changes as, you know, Vegas builds on itself. And we're going to have some ones, maybe not every episode, but here and there we'll throw those in as we go. Again, it depends on time and what we're doing. And so with that being said, you know, we got some things lined up in the board for, I believe, what, Julian, the next episode? We had some really cool friends that are sending stuff our way.
Oh, yeah. What we have is, I'll give you guys a little teaser. What we have set up is we have kind of like a pod swap going on with Chris from Faces and Aces.
Yeah, yeah.
He kind of has a little second-parter interview from our Oceans 14 and XL trip. He started off the first couple of days with a couple different interviews of people that were there. So you get to hear some of their stories and what they thought and their experiences. And that's what this is mainly about, is people getting out to experience, you know, a group event, hanging out with the different, you know, with the basically strangers and becoming best friends and friends for life. You know, I mean, it's something that can't be explained. But, you know,
yeah,
it's so neat. I mean, today, a horrible incident happened in Texas. And, of course, I was already messaging everybody I met from Vegas in Texas. And, hey, is everything okay? Are you guys, oh, yeah, I know we're close. And,
right.
But, again, it's that bond you make with people. And it's super exciting.
You know, and I think we're missing that in this, not to sound all, you know, achy breaky, but you know, in this society we're missing that. Hey, go out to talk to your actually Chris Moore was one of the guys, and his lovely wife that I met Vegas 5, and as some he said, you know, we started talking about politics, this and that, you know, he kind of shut it down and said, you know, hey, go out and talk to your neighbor, you know, you're realizing the world's not going to end, it's not the end of the world. People, we miss that, you know, and so that's another thing of just, you know, bringing people together. You know, we want to talk to people, we don't want to cower. You know, and sometimes that happens. And yeah, what happened in Texas, I caught that too, brother. Yeah, that was crappy, you know. But that's neat that you reached out, you know, because, yeah, he's from Texas, right?
He is. He's from Texas. And Joe Gibson, he was in Vegas this weekend, but he knew some of the events that led up to, you know, he kind of had some insight on things. And so it's interesting, you know, but you reach out to, you know, everything that's going on and the people that are around you that you start caring for.
Right.
So, it's we're a big family, and it just grows and grows every event, and I love it, dude. I can't explain.
It's cool. I get a smile on my face every time I think about it. It's awesome. You know, that's kind of a rundown of what we want to do and what we got going on. And again, you know, Julian touched on some of the things that we have kind of planned. You know, whether you think so or not, we both have been fucking working hard on just talking to people and research and interviews and everything going on. I think we owe you guys, what we owe you is, you know, you asked why we love Vegas so much and what's going on. We were going to talk about our meeting a little bit and then go into why we fell in love with Vegas. You want to do that?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
So our main event that we met at was Vegas Vacation 5. A blast. I did not know Shane before any of this. I went out solo. My wife, she was going to Georgia, as I mentioned in the last podcast. She was going to Georgia with my daughter in a couple weeks. So I was going out solo because this is what I listen to daily. I listen to podcasts nonstop, especially all these podcasts. So knowing that they were getting together, I was super excited to meet people.
That's not weird at all. Because I do the same fucking thing. Everybody's like, hey, what song you listen to? Not really a song. Yeah, all day long. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to one event, so I got to meet people, which is super exciting. But, you know, I went this trip with just the open mind of, I want to meet people. I don't care about gambling so much. I just wanted to, you know, talk to people and get to know what they're about. And literally, the first hour of the event that, you know, I guess it was a meet and greet, we had drinks. And again, with big groups, people kind of, you know, bond with one another and groups start to click up and people start to split ways and whatnot. But I was sitting there having a beer, talking to Mark, and you kind of showed up. Hey, I'm Shane. And I kind of looked around and you're like by yourself. And I remember what that's like to come essentially by yourself to an event and not know what to expect. So I wanted, you know, that's one of my main things, is making sure I make people feel more than welcome.
Right.
And, you know, kind of get them to open up and, you know, get comfortable and mingle a little.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
awesome.
And that's
when you came in the picture.
You were the first one that said hi. You know, even, I mean, I kind of wander around and talk to other people, but you're the first one that, hey, I'm Julian and this and that. And da-da. I'm like, awesome. Yeah, cool. Thank you. You know, because, yeah, you're kind of a fish out of water. You know, you had a chance to, I think you were in Vegas 4, right, before? So you kind of knew some of the people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was a, and I missed that one. I really, really tried to go to that one, but I couldn't make it happen.
And it was kind of nice because I had my wife with me for Vegas Vacation 4. So, I mean, if it didn't work out, if we don't like this thing, if it doesn't work out, we don't have to hang out. We can go do our own thing. We still have 4 days to do whatever the hell we want, but let's just kind of see what it's like. I mean, I listen to these guys. How could I not really, you know, not like some of these people? Let's hang out. If the wives weren't, you know, clicking right away and everybody was talking and yeah. The guys were hanging out. It was just hard because there were so many people there at that one, and it was hard to remember everybody's names the first time you meet them. But some people kind of stuck out to you, especially the wild ones, like Tony. He kind of stuck out because he was a blast. He was a drinker.
Yeah, yeah. I like Tony. He's funny.
And he's actually going to Zorkfest. And I don't know if he knows that we're going, but we're going to see him in Zorkfest too, so that's exciting.
Yeah, and I think he's drinking Phil too, isn't he? With him? Didn't he talk him into it?
I heard, yes.
Yeah.
I believe Phil's going. I think Joey and Norma Gibson were planning on going. Epic Esquire thinks he's going. I know Vito and Cousin Mike, he'll be there. Eric Rosenthal obviously is going to be there. I'm excited to meet Mark from Travels Work. I don't believe I met him, but... You know, it's starting to become another meetup and get together. So it's exciting, especially, you know, be a place we've never been either. So that's one of the things that's most exciting. And to be able to experience it with you and compare the two cities, I'm super excited.
Yeah, it'll definitely be fun. It'll be fun. But yeah, with that being said, you know, we did that in the first night. You know, the next day, I think you kind of went to bed early. Only, you know, you drove in, I flew in. I was kind of tired too. I didn't really think you stayed that late. I kind of hung with, you know, Pat from Austin and some of those guys. You know, but after that was done, you know, woke up the next morning and it was on that day. You know, I went to Rio, went to Palms and casinos. So I've got this weird fetish where I want to stay and check out every single casino. I get literally a list that I go down, not just casinos, but bars and restaurants and little holes in the walls and things like that. So I kind of did that the next day. And then we had a meetup at the Link, and it was with Scott from Vital Vegas. You know, Mark and Karen obviously set up and everybody else was there. And that's when I hooked up with Shannon from Neon Vacation and then you. And that's kind of what kicked that whole thing off. And from that night, just what, hey, you know, we're doing this. And I think we did the High Roller. We went to Tilt-A-Kilt and we did the High Roller, right, on that one?
I believe that was the same night, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we did that, and then, you know, we're talking this, and people kind of splintered out and did their own thing. And, again, Julian, never been downtown. I'm like, oh, fuck, man, you got to check this out. My last trip, I stayed with my wife. I stayed 2 nights in Golden Nugget and then 2 nights at... where we were on the strip. We were at Bally's, actually. And I fell in love with downtown completely. You know, so when Julian said, I've never been down there. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, let's go down. And I think we spent more on the trip. We spent more time downtown than we did on the strip. Like, we're down there every single night almost.
I think we were there 4 to 5 nights.
The Golden Gate. You know, with it and the D and everything else. And just amazing. You know, I'm... You know, again, the stories back and forth and what just had a hell of a time. And I don't think, you know, went to bed, four? Well, the sun was coming up when we got back to Ellis Island to eat breakfast and then back to our hotels. Because at the time, I tend to split my trip. So I like doing 2 and 2. You know, so I wanted to do, on this trip, I wanted to do Mirage. And then I actually stayed at, I think, Harrah's for a little bit. Flamingo, because I've never been to Flamingo. And I split those back and forth. And Julian actually stayed in Flamingo, too. So when we got done with Ellis Island, as the sun's coming up, we're like fucking vampires, starting to run back to our casino. And we get there, and then, man, you were up, popping up first thing in the morning, and then we're out again. And it was just neat. Like, everything we were doing, holes in the walls, you know. And again, you know, things that, you know, off the spots that people want to check out. Like Dino's, for example, which Shannon kind of drug us to because he's never been there.
That was fun, dude.
Yeah.
So fun. That was cool. Some of the Vegas locals stroll in at 4 in the morning. Holy shit. What the hell?
And the fucking door's, like, locked and people are, like, knocking on it. Like, it's prohibition times and... you know, strippers that are off duty, you know, they just get in off their work and they want to knock on the door and come in and have a beer real quick. Just a weird,
it was a weird setup. It was an electric lock on the fucking door to the bar.
Yes, it was. Oh God, it was fucking funny. But we do, you know, I tried
to like a buzzer.
It was, yeah, yeah. And I tried taking Atomic Liquor and it was closed, I think our last day, you know, but
yeah,
you know,
right.
Again, beyond gambling, you know, we did, you know, we did that, but we also did the Maw Museum. Which I've been to before, but they add every single year, and this year it was a little bit more than what it was, you know, the year that I went, and you know, again, Julian's never went. You know, there's so many, and man, you know, when we get back there again, the Neon Museum is another one that's just fucking amazing to see all these old signs. You know, there's so many things beyond. Yeah, and you can gamble, and that's awesome. And that's cool. And like I said, that's fun. And, you know, you kind of got me hooked onto that. But everything you can see around that is just, there's so many things. And there's actually one thing that opened up this last month, and it's like a haunted museum. And this guy has these artifacts that are, yeah, supposedly, ooh, haunted, whatever. But I'd still like to check it out. You know, and there's another podcast to listen to. One of those guys actually worked there, you know, and so he talks about it a lot. But there's so many things that that we did to get, you know, to get off the charts and kind of off the map, off the strip. You know, and I think we wandered actually down. We almost went to Excalibur. We were down like the park. We checked MGM Park, which was a new renovation that was going on. And that was kind of our trip, you know. That we did, and a little bit of everything, I think. And from what I gather, you had great time.
That's what, you know? That's what's exciting, dude, is you have people that have different perspectives of Vegas. So you know, you told me you didn't gamble, I kind of looked at you like, this
like I
drunk?
Fucking lost what my mind.
What's going on here?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I told you every day, like, fuck, dude, I look over at you like, you seriously don't fucking gamble? And you just laugh, and you're like, you really don't drink? I'm like, no, only when I'm here. Like, but
that's fucking funny.
That's the thing is super cool is you were so open to, like, take me places that I'd never saw. And I'd never seen them because, like you said, I'd be the first one to admit, I go to Vegas, I go to gamble. Nothing else. I mean,
goddamn,
the last this trip we went to, the lady behind us hit 1.2 million. So again,
you're always gonna amazing.
Hope something nice.
Oh, I can't believe that shit. That's cool.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it's surreal, but you're right, though. Everybody has a different outlook and knows something about Vegas that they want to take somebody to that's never experienced it. So when you guys kept asking me, hey, what do you want to do? I'm like, I think my reply the whole weekend was like, dude, I'm an open book. Open book, you guys want to do.
That was the line. That was the line.
You guys were, you know, hey, let's go check out the roller coaster in this place. Or let's go check out downtown. You got to see these golden nuggets inside the golden nugget.
Dude, I could have led you to a fucking llama museum, and you would have went, I'm cool. I love llamas. You know, just one of those fucking, so open booked and open minded. It was fucking awesome. You know, and to say that, you got me gambling. Like, I've gambled more this trip than I did any fucking other trip, you know, because it was just like, oh, cool, I win some, I lose some, you know, fucking this is fun. You know, it's one of those things. So.
That's the enticing part, though, is remember at Alice Island when you walked around the corner and you seen me playing Willy Wonka?
Oh, son of a bitch.
$6 a hand. Yeah. And as soon as I hit the bonus, I told you, I was like, dude, I'm going to win good money right here. Because if you hit the bonus and you're playing max bet, you can get a pretty good one, you know?
This is a fucking difference. Julian stands back, and he's just, like, watching this fucking bonus go by. I'm like, oh, so how much did you put in this and that? And he's like, oh, you know, I put in this and such and such and such. And I'm like, ooh, there's no way I would put that much money. But, yeah, that you fucking walked away with how much of a win off of what that was?
I think it was I had $40 in, and I hit the bonus. I had $100 in. I played 40 so far. I hit the bonus, and I had cashed out just under 500.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
It was a clean, quick hit. But when you get to see it and you're not a gambler, you're like, well, fuck, if he can do it, you know, all it takes is
a
button.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's the other mindset, you know? So,
yeah. Yeah. The thing is, I don't gamble like that. Even our local casino, we got a really nice one here, you know, that's, you know, they do shows here and stuff like that. And it's pretty big, you know, here in Spokane, Washington, you know, of all places. But, you know, even then, you know, my father-in-law walks away. He'll do the same thing you do. Bet, 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 high bet, high bet. He always wins. You know, I'll break my shit up and I'll do like 20 year and do, you know, mid-tier type thing. And if I win my money back and I'm even, I won. In my mind, I won. I'm like, oh, yay, it was fun. I fucking touched a machine, and, you know, I put in 20, and I won 21, and, fuck, that's awesome. Let's go have a beer. I mean, that's fun for me. Yeah, I'm fucking happy with that. Meanwhile, you're fucking out there. Well, you know, I'm down 700, or I'm up 1,000. I'm like, oh, Jesus, dude. So, yeah.
Well, and that's my thing is, like, going into that trip is I had literally saved up for basically 6 months to be able to, one, right. gamble, and right. two, my other thing that I didn't do is I didn't go to any casinos around here that I lived by, so, and that was fucking hard.
Oh,
so
yeah,
for
yeah.
6 months, I saved money, and for one full month, I didn't go to a casino, and I know some of you guys are like, fuck, it's only a month. Fuck you guys. I like to go play, okay? So shut up, but still. Anyway, that's beside the point. So that month or that weekend, I was like, hell yeah, I get to go play. And so being that I hung out with you guys, I was kind of sidetracked anyway, and I didn't play like I wanted to. But again, I took an amount that I knew I was comfortable with gambling with. I have,
right,
you know,
right.
certain money I like to gamble. And if I lose it, I lose it. But I've already realized since I've been going to Vegas now that I don't do very well on the strip as far as gambling. And not very many people do that I hear. So what I've realized is I went other places like downtown or like
downtown's
Island,
where it's at.
I'll put my money up there.
Right, right. Yeah.
So it seems like, you know, that's where I do my gambling. So this last trip, I went and played enough to make sure I got to the status and level that I needed to be with Total Rewards to make sure my rooms and parking's free for the next year or so. So
yeah.
I made sure I did that, but for the most part, I didn't really gamble this past trip because, again, I wanted to meet people, socialize. I think I spent more money on fucking food than anything else because, you know, we had all these meetups at places. So
yeah. Yeah, Till the Kilt was cool. You know, and actually, we hit a barbecue place just after Mom Museum that I really liked. I thought that was cool. Container Park, by the way, is, if nobody's ever checked that out downtown, that's kind of a neat little area. They really put a lot of neat stuff in there. One of my favorite bars as far as concoctions and mixes is there. And we had it at, what was that barbecue place, if you remember? I think you talked to Chris off Faces
Big
and Aces Earns, about that.
Big Earns Barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, good. It was good. It was small, but man, they do good food. You know, little holes in the wall.
It was good.
And I think with the gambling, too, you're right. You know, the strip kind of misses out on that. I mean, yeah, you got, okay, raise your odds and raise your ratios. And again, I'm not a gambler, but I know how that game's played. You know, a lot of people are flocking more to downtown or Ellis Island, smaller casinos. You know, I haven't been to New Orleans. You know, it's not on the strip, but it's kind of off the beaten path. And I guess it's a really cool casino. You know, it's been there a long time. You know, bet the ratios are good as far as what you can do, what you can't do. You know, it's kind of a shame that, you know, the strip kind of drives some of the people out a little bit, I feel. You know, as neat as it is, it does. It kind of, you know, closes a door on a lot of stuff that you want to do. You know, mm-hmm. which is a shame. You know, one of the things, again, we have things in the future, but, you know, we thought we'd owe you guys on our confession, I suppose, of how we fell in love with Vegas the first time. You know, what we how, just when we walked in, what was that first little spark in our eye that went, oh, fuck, you know, this is going to be, this is where we want, this is home for us. We can live wherever we want to live, but this is home. You know, it's a weird thing, but it is what it is. So, yeah, I guess, Julian, what, you know, and I don't think I asked you this on the trip, like when the first time you actually went to Vegas.
The first time I ever went to Vegas, I believe it was about 5 years ago when I first, no, I'm, yeah, maybe about 6 years ago when I first started going anywhere outside of California with my wife. She was kind of, hey, let's go to Vegas for, you know, a weekend. And I was like, I don't really know what's in Vegas. I don't know. And I wasn't a real big fan. I'm not a partier. I'm not a drinker. So, you know, I just like, I don't really know. Well, when we went, again, till this day, the one thing that always makes my jaw drop is the fact that you're literally there with hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
And from all different walks of life and all different parts of the country. And you're all in one spot, and you're there to have a great time, interact, socialize. You know, I can't tell you one time I've went in the elevator to go up to my room and I had an incident.
And you're not talking to somebody
in the elevator.
Yeah, yeah, you're not,
you
just
know, that's,
shooting the
that's
shit.
Some of
yeah.
the best yeah. conversations you have is, hey, how's yeah. your gambling? Go, oh, shitty, it sucks, and I'm fucking ready to go home. And some people are like, oh, I just killed right now at the poker room. Like, But that's Vegas. Everybody's got a different fucking story.
Everybody's so there to relax. You know, I mean, they're just there to just go, look, it's their vacation, and everybody's in such a how can you not be in a fucking good mood in Vegas? I mean, how? You know?
My thing, I think, that made me fall in love with it is just being able to people watch, which is one of the cheapest things you can do in Vegas. But I can literally watch people all day and just kind of, you know, get kicks, shits and giggles out of people because, you know, there are some people that are totally different. And then there's some people that are like you and, you know, they're doing the same thing you are, just getting a kick out of watching people, you know, from Europe and Spain and all over the parts of the world. And they're there to have a good time. And when you talk to them, they're super excited to just have a conversation, you know, and tell you what they're up to and where they're going and where they're partying and where they're staying. So it's that mentality where just people open up in Vegas and everybody's just in a good fucking mood. And I think that's what draws me to it and makes me want to go back all the time.
Yeah, no, I'm with you completely, man. Man, this is so fucking weird. Not really a long story, but a story nonetheless. I actually fell in love with Vegas in 1996, late 96. Never stopped there. Yeah, let me explain that. So I was in the Navy, and, you know, I came out of Japan. I did like 3 years in Japan. I spent 6 months in Antarctica, which I signed up for, which is fucking dumb, but I did. You know, it's what it was. But it was cool. You know, got a lot of money, saw a lot of white, you know. A lot of penguins. So I ended up going back to Montana for 2 weeks for vacation, which is where I was originally from. My dad had just fixed a 74 Trans Am. You know, I said, hey, this is yours. We really thought that you wouldn't survive in the Navy this long. We kind of thought you would go AWOL because you're kind of an asshole. And they were happy that I fucking stayed in there. So my next ship was actually in Long Beach, California. And so I had to drive through there, and I was late getting to my other ship, basically in Long Beach, and I had to drive past Vegas. I almost drove off the fucking road just looking. It was Luxor, what was being built at the time. You know, you could see the platforms, and you know, I could see Excalibur and some of that stuff in it. And I was neck craning, you know, over to my left as I'm coming down. I think 84, whatever the fuck the freeway was. I was like, oh my god, if I had time, I was late. Even if I had 2 hours, I would have fucking stopped. I didn't, and I beat myself up for years. And so fast forward, 2015, actually, I finally got to a point where, you know, I don't really believe in vacations. You know, my kind of vacation is you're going to go stay with family. You're going to go camping. This is kind of what you're going to do. You know, you don't actually save money to go to, you know, Rio or Mexico or Vegas, wherever you want to go, or Chicago. You just don't do it because it's a waste of money. You know, to me, there's more things you can find around that. And I finally decided, you know what, fuck it. You know, I do pretty good. We do pretty good. So my wife and I kind of thought about it. We're like, ah, let's do Vegas. Time of our lives. And it was like 2015. And since 2015, I've been there 5 different times. Like, it just absolutely, the minute. And my list, like, I run a list of places I go and what I do and all the casino. And I try not to hit things twice. There are places that, you know, that I really, really love that I'll go to, you know, more than once. But again, you know, what Julian says, the key to it is the people that you meet and the people that, you know, we're all there just to just wind the fuck down, have a good time, you know, look around, see what you're seeing, talk to people, you know, people watch. I mean, it just blows my mind. And of all walks of life, you know, Alistair, for example, was one of the guys on the Vegas Five, and he's from England. And that guy, he's around the country, around the world. You know, he shows up in Vegas 2-3 times a week, but or a week, a year, I guess. But he's just such a nice guy, such a nice guy. You know, and you meet these people and the camaraderie and what you're doing and what you're having. And on top of the fact is the change. You know, you can literally go to Vegas every 6 months and something's different. Something's new. Something's rebuilt. You know, something's torn down. And keeping up on that news and how that looks and what's going on, it never changes, you know. So to me, that's what's neat. You know, especially on this trip, too, that I just met, you know, Julian. Yeah, this is a dream. I've been wanting to do a podcast about Vegas for 2 years. I've been dragging my feet on it because I couldn't find anybody that loved Vegas enough in my area to do it with me. And then Julian literally were shooting the shit. He's like, hey, let's do it. I'm like, well, let's do it. And here we are. So, you know, it's a labor of love type thing. And so, and Vegas kind of brings that together. And that's what's neat. And that's kind of what's important. And I, you know, again, I absolutely love it. So that was my first time fall in love type thing. Yeah. So this is kind of going to be our podcast, you know, for the most part. We're going to throw more info in there, and we'll be a little bit more streamlined as far as topics and what we want to do. You know, again, I want to cover a lot of the kind of the pass into it, you know, and the gambling too on Julian's side, and making sure, you know, people want to know, you know, on the strip, for example, what is the, you know, what's the best bet when you want to go, you know, make a gamble on the strip, you know, what hotel, what casino is doing the best thing. As far as you can do, or what time, you know, happy hour times, things like that. One of my things with the fanboy I loved was, you know, he's kind of a low budget roller, and that's what he focused on. And, you know, people go there to have fun, but they also want to go there to kind of not get, you know, the shirt ripped off their back per se. You know, so what, how do you find those things and make the best for your buck? You know, I know, I don't know if you do, Joe. Well, you got an Apple, right? On your side, Apple phone?
I do.
Yeah. So, I end up playing, MGM Vegas slots, you know, where you can get points. And I know a lot of people that actually have literally made a whole trip off of just playing a video game on their phone for months and gaining coins and points, and they get free rooms and free comps and free buffets. And, you know, you can do it, you know, and that's something that you can go that route. But, you know, so there's different ways to kind of play it out. But yeah. Yeah.
And there was a guy this trip that just did use his my Vegas points, and he had his rooms free up to three nights. And so, I mean, it does work. I mean, people, they know, you know, the system. Some people know that they use the apps and they put money in too. You know, they can come out some free nights and stuff and free meals. So
yeah, definitely.
Again, you know, it's an interesting realm you get into when you start realizing, you know, if you play and the comps you can get and some of the things that happen while you're there, even, you know, you can, if you do it right, you know, I'm not saying you have to put a lot of money down or be a frequent player at, you know, certain places, but, you know, like Shane was saying earlier, they took me downtown and I fell in love with it. And I took my wife downtown this last trip and she did.
Oh, did you?
She fell in love with
cool.
it. She thought it was so fucking neat, dude.
Yeah.
And one of our debacles was, you know, we play so much on the strip and through Caesars that we really haven't really established ourselves, you know, downtown enough to be able to stay downtown. But, you know, some places, depending who you play with and stuff like that too, you can end up getting a free week's stay in Vegas, getting all your parking free, getting free meals, watching free shows. So if you do it right, you can essentially go to Vegas for free every time you go to Vegas.
You
a lot
really
of the
can
people
if you
I
play.
Know we go with.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. Like Mitchell from Canada, he stayed, I think, Main Street Station for like two nights, and that's downtown, you know, because he had comps down there, and he likes playing downtown, and that's where he wanted to stay. And, you know, yeah, he had to, you know, commute back up to the strip, but, you know, if you want to stay downtown, that's cool. You already had a hotel room done deal. You know, yeah, you can do that. And that's the benefits of the gambling side is because you get those comps, you know. But if you're not a gambler, there's other ways to get that. Again, that's kind of, you know, what we're doing with Zorkfest here in December. You know, that's kind of what that's about is just how do you get the most of your points and your travel and your comps and, you know, your casino. I mean, that's kind of there. I've read stories, and I don't know, I'm sure you have too, Julian, you know, just on the website and, you know, what they're doing. People that travel the world next to nothing because they know how to combine their miles and their points and their cards and their rewards and the groups they belong to. You know, I mean, if you're really diligent, you can make it happen. You know, it's not really, you know, out of pocket. And again, you don't have to be a gambler necessarily, but being a gambler really does help to a certain point, you know. So, yeah, there's always wins there. Yeah, but that's kind of, I don't know, man. You got anything else to cover on your side?
I do, man. I want to cover a couple things that happened this last trip. You know, I know this next episode we have coming out, episode 2, we're going to do a pod swap with Chris from Faces and Aces, and you'll be able to hear, you know,
that'd
the second
cool.
half of our high limit slot pool. We'll also be talking more into the $1.2 million slot hit that one of the ladies hit right behind us. You know, I mean, we had so much happen in a matter of 4 or 5 days, but, you know, a couple of things I want to put out there, and, you know, I thought that was funny. I actually took some notes down. You know, I remember you called me and you're like, hey, do you want to, you know, do you have some stuff? I said, you know, after that moment, I was like, you know, maybe I ought to start taking notes so I remember all this shit, because there's so much that happens, you know. So I'm going to run off a little list here of things that I have that happened. And I'm pretty sure they're going to wow your ass and you're going to laugh a little bit. But the first one was, is everybody who knows me knows I love to make videos. So as I'm walking down the strip and I have my GoPro out and I'm getting images of everything, you know, this guy stops me. He's like, "Hey man," he's like, I want you to hear my music. I said, "No, you know, I'm okay right now. I got my own headphones in. I'm good. He's like, "Please, will you listen to my song?" So, you know what? Okay. What do you have? So he has his iPhone out and I thought he was going to play his music, you know? So he then proceeds to take his headphones off his neck and give me his earpods, which go inside your ear. And I'm like, one, already skeptical about putting somebody else's earpods in my ear. But it gets even better. So he's like, "Yeah, man, I'm a rapper and I do all this and that." So I look down at the earpod. He had a big old fucking glob of earwax inside the earpod, dude. Like, I'm like, "Oh, here you go, dude." I go, "Look at that. This is what you want me to put in my ear?" And he kind of just like put his head down and walked away like, "Oh, man," he just felt stupid. I was like, "You're the worst sales pitch ever. Like, come on, man."
Hygiene. But, hygiene, motherfucker, hygiene. I hate that shit.
Yeah, oh, man. It was one of those moments where he fucking, and what's worse is I just turned the camera off because he started talking to me. Like, I just thought he was some weirdo. So I shut the camera off and then I didn't get it. But again, I've made a clip of it. He actually came back later and started rapping for the camera. And so I kind of, you know, I'm going to clip it together to where it's like, "Hey, this guy who comes rapping, he kind of sell me his music." And then I just made a clip afterwards and kind of told the camera what was going on and stuff. So everything that's I'm cool. talking about, you know, my videos and stuff, you guys can check out my YouTube page.
Oh, yeah, plug
YouTube
it, man.
YouTube as J-A-Y Romero. So it's J Romero, J-A-Y R-O-M-E-R-O. 559, and you guys can see some of my videos. I have videos on there of group gambling trips to Vegas. I also have a lot of vacation vlogs and stuff like that. So anytime I go out and have fun, I just record it and, you know, put videos together for the kids to see. And obviously now with these Vegas trips, this is one of the highlights of them. So I want to make this channel more about, you know, the get together and the group gambling sessions and
that's
stuff
cool.
like that. So
yeah, that's cool.
That way when people go home, they get to go back and watch these and relive the moment sometimes. Because, again, that's what this is about. You know, these podcasts and some of the videos I do kind of kill the time in between not being able to go to Vegas, and it makes it a little easier. So
it,
you know,
does, man, that downtime.
Stupid, but it does for me.
No, I'm with you, man. That downtime in between sucks. You know, the cool thing is, you know, the prep, I'd say like the month before you're doing your trip, literally I'm prepping, you know, and I'm watching the movies and I'm, you know, making notes and that's what, it's exciting. It's a build up and it sounds gay, but nah, whatever, you know, take it how it is. But I'm with you, man. That's cool. It fills up the time, you know, definitely.
I mean, there's a couple people that on this last trip, they were kind of, we have a chat going on Twitter where, you know, a couple of them are like, I'm watching gambling movies right now up until the night that I go and fly out just to get in Vegas mode, you know.
That's
and so
cool.
I mean, it's funny because everybody's a little different, and especially in Vegas, people are so fucking loose and wild. And I mean, I seen a group of girls walking, and there was another group of guys walking the opposite way. And now, mind you, people, I'm a people watcher. I will fucking stand to the wall and just watch people all day, headphones in, camera on,
God,
and
I love
just laugh
that
my
shit.
Ass off.
Yeah.
So I see these groups go cross in the opposite way. Well, there's a guy, they have a box of pizza, and they're all eating pizza, just kind of walking, and one of the girls kind of gestures over, like, opens her mouth so she can bite his pizza. And this fool out of nowhere just kind of flips the pizza over to her and lets her bite the pizza, and she takes a big old fucking bite and just keeps walking with her group of friends, and they kind of just split ways, and I'm looking at these fools like, what the hell? The guy looks at me, and he just, like, throws his hands up like, I don't know, bites his pizza and continues on his way. I'm like, you know, only in Vegas
do shit like that,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure it's alcohol intended to a certain point, but, you know, some people are just like that. Shit, you know, Pat from Austin, we talked about earlier, we're downtown and he just kissed somebody, like a random, like, oh, okay. She just leaned out and, you know, hit him right there on the cheek. I'm like, okay. Well, then that just happened. it amazes me. It's fucking cool. That's what's cool. That's why we love it. You know, so many fucking reasons. But, you know.
Also, on this last trip, man, I got to take a picture with the tallest American in the world.
I saw that.
He was actually
cool.
at I was playing craps with the wife, and one of the dealers kind of said something like, "Hey, did you guys meet George?" Like, what? He's like, I was like, yeah, we're getting ready to roll, you know? And he's like, no, I don't think you met George. And I turn around and I'm like, what are you talking about, George? George is this gentleman who is 7 feet 10 inches tall. This guy
that is you sent me that
so
picture.
Nice.
I could not believe it. That's neat, dude. That's cool.
Oh, dude, this guy is the
and
nice.
And you
dude,
next to him, by the way? It was really funny.
Dude, this guy, it was unreal. I walk up to him and I'm like, how you doing, sir? He's like, very good. How are you? And, you know, I felt like I was in grade school looking up at the principal. Like,
right.
You know,
right.
I just asked him, hey, do you mind if I take a picture, man? I know you probably get asked this all the time. He says, it's not a problem. I says, I appreciate it big time. And some lady just kind of grabbed my phone, took a picture for me. And, you know, and I thanked him. But again, only in Vegas do you see some crazy shit like that. The guy, he walked out of nowhere and was just the nicest dude, offered to buy him a drink. I mean, just a nice, nice, good dude. And the guy's name, I believe, is George Wallace. Very, very
That's
good dude.
Cool. Where was he from? Did you get that?
I don't know where he was from. I know he lives in Vegas now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But
yeah.
He was also, he was the show opener for, there's a place called, it's like a wild exhibit that they have over on Venice Beach. I think it's like I don't know if it's Ripley's, believe it or not. It's like a wild house or something. You go and see like all kinds of weird circus and old school crazy shit. But
yeah.
He apparently worked
for
them.
I love that stuff.
Time.
I'm
He's
a sucker
like a
for
doorman.
That stuff. That is so cool. I love that. Yeah, the things you see. There was a guy walking around the Mirage, you know, and granted, we went, it was in what? What was it, May? No, not May. September.
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 Yeah.
And it's still hot as fuck in Vegas in September. I mean, I think we hit 100 one day when we were there, but it was running 94,
right.
95. And there's some fucking asshole wandering around in the casino in a mink coat. It just being cool, I guess. I just don't. You know, I don't get it. You know, it is what it is. I suppose. But yeah, all kinds of people. You know, it is what it is.
Shane, I experienced playing blackjack. Obviously, this weekend when we went, it was Halloween weekend. So, you know, there was people dressed up. I mean, you name it. I mean, it was.
Oh, I've seen some pics on Twitter, dude. Oh, God. That's cool.
I mean, only in Vegas, bro, can you play blackjack next to a nun, an Indian, an astronaut, a Ghostbuster, and Little Red Riding Hood. But when the fucking casino dealer is a construction worker with a hard hat on.
Yeah, and
I mean,
it's not a joke.
It was hard enough to focus.
I know. I felt
like the idiot that didn't have a costume on.
Before September, I wanted to do Vegas in Halloween. Like, Halloween's my holiday. I fucking love Halloween. And that's when I wanted to do it. And I didn't have a chance. I could only imagine. You know, you're sitting around these fucking people. You know, a nun.
Oh, dude. A nun, an Indian, an astronaut, a Ghostbuster.
It's like the new village
Little
people.
Red Riding Hood. And the casino dealer is a construction worker with just the vest on the undershirt. Oh, yeah. Great, man. Dude.
You can't miss it. Yeah. Again, you know, these are all stories. And this is, man, I smell from ear to ear when I hear them. And when I see him, you know, and people write in for him too, you know, where they write in a call in. Again, we got a number, which if you want to cap that again on your side, Julian.
It's 559-461-7488. People, please do not be a stranger. Give us your call
and
your stories. We would love to hear
them. Yeah. And, you know, we have two emails. I'm going to change that a little bit because that was a little confusion on our side. I did an email and then Julian said, oh, hey, I just did an email. We're going to knock that down to one and kind of go through the emails. And, you know, not everybody likes talking on the phone. You know, so you can obviously an email is fine, you know, and we can read that and that's okay. And that's still a story. It's still, we want to hear another platform with your voice and what's going on, you know, so it's going to be Vegas Confessions Pod at gmail.com. And you can do that. And again, we got the voicemail set up, you know, which Julian did, which is awesome. You know, and we're going to do interviews on top of that too. You know, so that's kind of what we're looking at. But we're running close to the hour, so we're probably going to cut off, you know, because we're bullshitters. But the next one, we're going to have a clip in there and a couple things. Again, big shout-out, Chris from Faces and Aces. just for the MP3s he sent us and the work he did on his side and just love, you know. It takes a tribe to raise a podcast, evidently, you know. So this is kind of where we're at. But,
I want to give just, again, real quick on the last note as we're closing out, I just want to give some of our podcasters, our pod family, some quick shout-outs. You know, the 360 Vegas, obviously. Vegas Bright, Michael, we love you big time, with all the help and, you know, the audio work you're giving us. I mean, it's nice to know people, but, again, from the Eric Rosenthal's to the Michaels from Vegas Brights to the Scott, you know, that are in Vegas, to everybody from Vito over just a click away. Hey, brother, how do I set up this voicemail? Everybody's so helpful.
Yeah.
So again, tipping the odds, Las Vegas, gambling, you can bet on that. Always one of the best. I mean, you can't go wrong with those guys. They always have some great stories. Vital Vegas, Scott, can't forget to mention him again. Yep. Cousin Vito, big love. I mean, I can't wait to see you guys at Zorkfest, man.
That's right. Yeah, he's at Zorkfest, too. Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's going to be hosting an event, so that's exciting. And Chris, again, from Faces and Aces, man, I got so much love for you, brother. I mean, we all connected, but, I mean, I made it a point to connect with this guy this trip just because we had been to two previous events and didn't get to hang out. So we made sure we hung out, had a good time.
Really nice guy.
Some good food together. Yeah. And spent some good time. We shared the Walking Dead exhibit, so that was awesome.
I saw that picture. And that was cool.
Right. Also, with my last one, I'm going to give a last shout out to Vegas Bun Boy. We know he's working on getting his second episode out, so you know, it's exciting to hear everybody's perspective of Vegas. So I'm excited to hear all these shows when they put up new episodes. So again, if you haven't heard any of these, these are what get me excited to go to Vegas. So if you need just another reason to get more excited, there's another one for you.
Yeah, did you mention 500 in the beginning or no? Because that was one of the first ones that I kind of caught on to. You know, again, 360, all those other ones, Vegas Bright, Vital Vegas. You know, again, recapping what Julian said. You know, just awesome. Good people. You know, good people, good family. You know, so, you know, we thank you. And we'll go from there. And I think we'll see some of you guys. I know definitely Tony off 360 Vegas, and I think Phil. Eric Rosenthal, evidently we'll see everybody in Zorkfest. That's going to be a fucking cool thing because I've never been to the East Coast. I don't think Julian has either.
No, yeah. I've never been. And again, if you guys just need an excuse to get away, and we know it's not Vegas, but it's another potential meetup. And again, don't be a stranger, man. If you have the potential time to meet up with us in Atlantic City, look, man, we're making moves. We just started and we're just learning how to crawl right now in the podcast industry, but we're not afraid to meet up with anybody. So I've been to Vegas. We now want to go to Atlantic City to meet everybody. So feel free to meet up with us out there. We're excited about
that. You say crawl. I'm just belly flopping at this point, but we'll work our way up that chain of command.
I'm still in diapers, baby. I know, but
that's cool, man, brother. I love you. It's been a cool podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We'll throw this out there. And, you want to do something a little bit more than just what the intro was before. And hopefully this explains a little bit of what we want to do and not bore you. So I say cheers.
Again, guys, thanks for listening. We hope to hear from you. If we hear from you, you'll be hearing yourself soon. Thank you again for listening, guys. Much love.
All right. We're out.